Stuhat Factor 91.3 Nigeria, info and her input Hargard, I'm Dial. 9 minutes gone past 5 p.m. Discussions continue. And next stop, next matter of discussion is akin to a tale of two cities, but more precisely, this one's a tale of two sets of missing certificates, apparently. Well, here's a story, courtesy this day. Like Tinubu, APC's vice presidential placeholder, Masari, declares certificates missing. Now, here's a bit of the story. In a strange coincidence, documents submitted by the vice presidential candidate of the ruling APC, Ibrahim Masari, to INEC have revealed that the placeholder, like the principal candidate, Senator Bola Tinubu, could not also produce requisite certificates to back his stated academic qualifications. But Imo State Governor Hope Uzodinma said the certificate debate around his party's presidential duo was of little or no importance, stressing that Tinubu's past electoral records would suffice. However, Action Alliance asked the Federal High Court to restrain INEC from including APC and its candidates on the ballot for the 2023 presidential election. Now, in an effort to meet the deadline for the submission of nomination forms of presidential candidates for next year's election, Tinubu, who had won the presidential ticket of APC, announced Masari as his running mate. But there were plans to substitute him, reportedly, within the substitution window in the electoral guidelines. But before we get there, the point is that there are certain documents or certificates missing from the APC's presidential candidate submissions to INEC, that's in the person of Senator Bola Tinubu. His deputy vice presidential candidate, whom the APC says is a placeholder, remember, of course, INEC does not identify a placeholder because the Constitution doesn't. But however, that person, Ibrahim Masari, also has sworn an affidavit saying he also cannot find his certificates. I'm asking you, does it matter if a candidate cannot present certificates that they claim to possess? Join the conversation. We're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Also YouTube, search for Nigeria Info PH. WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. The phone lines will be open shortly. But for the moment, I'm also joined by my guest. Barrister Richard Wokocha is Associate Professor of Public Law at the River State University, also former Chairman, Nigeria Bar Association, Amok Branch. Barrister Wokocha, hello and welcome to Hard Facts.
Thank you, Dorian. Good evening, Nigerians.
Let's get straight to it then. But before then, once again, the issue of certificates has come to the fore. And it almost appears that it has become an integral part of our electoral or democratic process in Nigeria. And there's going to be some dispute or some controversy or some dust raised over certificates or presentation of it or lack of it and all of that. We've had conversations and discussions on this matter several. I believe even 2018, 2019, you and I had discussions surrounding this as well.
Yes.
Even possibly 2015, I don't remember precisely, but whether or not we discussed it, there was a lot of speculation and plenty of controversies regarding the issue of certificates of candidates even at that time as well. And we are at it once again. Now, our certificates, a requirement to contest elections in Nigeria?
Certificate is a good proof of having attained or having met the educational qualification for contesting election, but it's not the only proof required. It's not a necessity. It's a very good proof, but it's not a necessity.
How is it not a necessity in Nigeria?
Well, it's not a necessity because the relevant sections talking about qualification say school certificate or its equivalent. School certificate or its equivalent. And in the definition section 318, the interpretation, give the interpretation section 318, interprets it to mean more than just certificate. The interpretation leaves you so open that you can actually qualify even without certificate.
So, So what then is the requirement to be? I mean, educationally speaking, what is the requirement to be a candidate to be a candidate for an election in Nigeria?
You need to have education up to school certificate level, and the section I have just mentioned, the interpretation section, defines that to mean or interprets that to mean a school certificate or its equivalent or grade 2 teacher's certificate, the city and guide certificate, or the education up to secondary school certificate level, or C, primary 6 school leaving certificate or its equivalent, and any of the following: service in the public or private sector, in the federation, in any capacity acceptable to the INEC. B, that primary school certificate and attendance at courses and training in such institutions as may be acceptable to the Independent National Electoral Commission for periods totaling up to a minimum of 1 year. And B, three, primary certificate and the ability to read, write, understand, and communicate in the English language to the satisfaction of the INEC. And then D, the fourth option, is any other qualification acceptable by the INEC, that is acceptable to INEC, using the language of the constitution. So, if you need any certificate at all, it's probably just primary school certificate, and then any of those other things. But when you have the talking of any other certificate acceptable to INEC, so it means that even the primary certificate with those other qualifications is an option. There is still any other certificate, any other qualification, not certificate, any other qualification acceptable by the Independent National Electoral Commission. So it's not really a hard and fast rule on certificate.
So would I be correct then to state that, technically speaking, a candidate for who is contesting any election in Nigeria is not required to present a certificate to INEC?
It's required to present proof of qualification, but that proof of qualification can be proof that he attended education up to school certificate level. The best proof of that will be the school certificate itself. That's the best proof. But there are other proofs according to the constitution. The fact that he has proof of primary school education and can express himself in English or has worked in public or private sector for 10 years, etc., etc. And even if he doesn't have primary school certificate, any other qualification that satisfies IMEC qualifies him.
But how about the caveat that you can express yourself in English, you can read, you can write? I mean, that suffices as well.
It's an option. If you have primary school certificate and you can express yourself, that is one of the options available under the interpretation. So that is one. Having worked in public or private sector for 10 years is another. The ability to read and write, whether that's the primary or then, service in the public sector, attendance at courses or training in institutions that satisfy IMEC is another option. So that is just an option. But of course, presumably, if you do all the others, you will also have done them in English language. Hopefully.
Okay, so a candidate, for example, the APC's vice presidential candidate, whom the APC says is a placeholder, who presumably is unable to provide any certificates at all, claiming that sometime last year, I think January or so last year, all his certificates went missing, and has a sworn affidavit from the Supreme Court that seems to back up that claim. What happens does this person stand the risk of a disqualification, assuming the APC decides to go ahead with him as the authentic vice presidential candidate? If he's unable to provide any certificates, as according to him, they are all lost, what happens then?
Well, he must meet the definition of the Constitution, the interpretation of the Constitution of education up to school certificate level. He must meet one of those options to qualify. So if he doesn't have all his other qualifications, but he has one of a degree or of a certificate, NCE or anything, or has other trainings, evidence of other trainings in other areas of institutions that satisfy INEC, then he is qualified. But he must meet the condition. It's a condition. And he must fit into one of these options that we read out before now.
Yeah, but you said that having worked in the private sector or public sector is also a condition as well.
Yeah, having worked for 10 years in the private or public sector.
Now, this fellow, this fellow is not a young fellow.
Sorry, that condition accompanies primary 6 school leaving certificate or its equivalent.
Okay, now, what is the position of affidavits in all of this? So for a fellow like this, for example, who says that I'd had the certificates, I no longer have them because they are missing. I couldn't find them again, and he swears an affidavit. Does that suffice? Does that take the can that take the place of the presentation of this certificate?
You see, by right, affidavit is just a statement of fact, legally recognizable statement of fact, which the maker makes at some expense. That is, at the expense that if it is not correct, he has committed a crime because he swears the statement. So it only states what has happened. But you have to have, you should at least have proof of what you are talking about. Let's say photocopy, an affidavit showing photocopy and explaining what happened to the original would be satisfactory. So you must have something that qualifies you, that shows that you met the requirement. The affidavit does not dispense with the requirement. You must meet one of the definitions or descriptions or interpretations by the Constitution of the expression education up to school start level. You must meet it, and then you can tell us that you can't find your original certificate because of A or ABC that happened or XYZ that happened. But there must be compliance with that provision.
Now, what if the person does not have a certificate in any form, whether it's the original or photocopy or whatever it is, but can still show proof somewhere or another that the person attained at least a school education at school SAT level? Would that suffice?
I guess that a confirmation from the institution. Remember, certificates are issued by institutions, and a testimonial, for instance, would be a proof that he attended that institution. So something like that, confirming attendance at that institution and providing the necessary details, will be all right, will be satisfactory. But an affidavit is not in itself the certificate in issue. So you must have evidence of compliance with the requirement of the law. And then you can use affidavit to explain the absence of the best copy of that proof of compliance.
Now, the APC's presidential candidate, Senator Bola Tinubu as well, is also mired in some controversy right now, as the document he presented before INEC is missing certificates from primary school level and secondary school level. But he did present some documentation to show that he received tertiary education in some institution in the U.S., Now, of course, lots of persons, if you follow what's happening, especially in social media, appear displeased with that and insist that if you claim you attended primary or secondary education in Nigeria, there must be some proof of that. You can't just skip that and then provide evidence of having received tertiary education somewhere in the U.S. But of course, if we had to go chronologically, obviously, proof education, tertiary education, surpasses that of secondary or primary or even both combined. So,
exactly.
If you're able to provide evidence of tertiary education, does that make evidence of primary and secondary school education negligible or no longer necessary?
The requirement of the law is not that you must have primary, secondary, and tertiary education. It says you shall have education, and it gives you the minimum, at least the minimum. That means if you have something, if you have proof of something higher than the minimum, there is no controversy. if you have a confirmed result or certification for NCE or for a degree or anything higher, you have more than met the requirement. The law does not say you must produce all the certificates for all the stages.
Professor Wokocha, please hold that thought. I must go on a commercial breakdown.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, welcome back to Heart Factor 92.3 Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. I'm Diary. It's 5 o'clock. We do have the headlines coming up shortly. After that, conversation with Barrister Wokocha continues. Like Tinubu, APC's vice presidential placeholder Masari declares certificates missing. Does it matter? Do you think it matters? Or does it matter in your estimation if a candidate cannot present a certificate? And we'll get in, of course, the position on the law on the matter as well. And more on that, let's get your take once again via Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Nigeria Info PH. To please stay tuned to be right back in a bit.
You are tuned in to 92.3 Nigeria Info.
To thrive in a fast-changing world.
Tune in to 92.3 Nigeria Info. Keep your dial locked for sustainable development.
Welcome back. 28 ago before 6 p.m, Barrister Richard Wokocha still joins me by phone for the ongoing conversation. Barrister Wokocha, hello, you welcome back.
Thank you, Dario.
Like Tinubu, APC's vice presidential placeholder, Masari declares certificates missing. Let's get your take once again. We're live on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Nigeria Info PH. WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. The lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0817-93-0003 or 0007. Barrister Wokocha, another question for you. Can a certificate be the cause or basis of disqualification of a candidate? And if yes, what could be that circumstance that in which that would apply?
Well, yes. If there is a claim of possession of a certificate and that claim turns out to be false, then by virtue of that claim, that false claim, a candidate can be disqualified. But whether a candidate can be disqualified because he does not have certificate can only be in these circumstances where there is a claim of one which eventually is found not to exist. Otherwise, it's enough that he can express himself sufficiently, have primary education, because the law focuses on education up to secondary school certificate level, not possession of secondary school certificate. Is bordering, is concerned with education, having education, possessing knowledge, the product of learning, that is up to that level or its equivalent. So certificate in itself is not the only proof of that.
But if a person claims to have attended an institution and possesses a certificate or is unable to present that certificate, upon discovering that claim was false, that could be basis for disqualification.
If he is unable to present it and prove that he attended, remember that disqualification is for making a false claim, not necessarily the certificate, but for making a false claim. So it's not certificate, it's possession of education, knowledge, equivalent to that of a school certificate level, or its equivalent according to the law, which includes primary education and ability to speak and write in English and express oneself in English, which I think basically everybody can do. Everybody can have education up to primary level and is able to express himself among those who are contesting for anything. False claim. Nothing. Certificate is not the hard answer.
Via Facebook, one George Joseph goes, it doesn't matter which political office holder. So every other employment, it matters. I wonder what lawyers and lawmakers are doing in Nigeria. The country is a joke. Barrister, one George Joseph is blaming you and your colleagues. What are lawyers responsible for this?
I think at the time, we are not responsible for this. Very often, yes, you may have a lawyer or two in the National Assembly. Of course, there will be a legal department, but they don't decide what the law is. The lawmakers decide what the laws are and what goes into the law and what does not go in. Ours is just to espouse the law and argue the law. We don't make the law, so it's not lawyers' business here. It's lawmakers' business.
Well, let's get to your take as well. Got a few more minutes. 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. And via WhatsApp, it's obvious that the Constitution is what has put us in this mess, and we may never get out of it until the needful is done. How can the office of a president be occupied with primary six? I'd like to ask you about that, Barrister Okocha. Is something intrinsically wrong with the person who maybe the only formal education he or she has is a primary school first living certificate? Is something intrinsically wrong with such a person aspiring to or even eventually occupying the position of president in Nigeria?
Basically, no. First, when did we start having this certificate? This constitution is resulting from the very first constitution we had. And in the pre-independence era, these certificates you're talking about were neither here nor there. So if you understand that the historical situation of the constitution dates back to pre-1960, then you will understand why they were not talking of degree. What they were concerned with is providing a broad playing field that allows as many people as possible to participate in the affairs of their police. And then you are given the right through your PVC to decide the level of education you want. So if level of education is your concern, you reflect it in the way you cast your vote. They did not say the president must possess only school cert. They are saying a person must at least possess school cert or his education up to school cert level or its equivalent. So you have people with doctorates, you have people with masters, you have people with first degrees, and you have people with multiple degrees contesting. It's for you to choose. Why are you concerned about what the minimum is? Get your PVC. For the one you feel has the right level of education and competence that you want. The law is concerned with accommodating everybody, so it makes sense that it leaves it the way it is. It's not compelling the parties to present only people who have questionable certificates or people who don't have certificates, but it leaves everybody to be able to participate. Take your mind back to 1950-something, you will understand that the law makes sense. It does no injustice to you. You are choosing the persons you are choosing, and candidates available and not limited to the lowest level of education. So the choice is up to you.
Well, I got Darlington from Grotown on the line. Darlington, go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Dyer. Mr. Dyer, please let me answer the barrister. Explaining the case of former governor of Edo State, Adam Talio Oshomole, came to mind. This guy, nobody was disputing the fact that he got a university degree, a secondary school degree, but his tolerant living school certificate was a problem. And I remember in the second tenor, that really shook him. They were going to call the party that, okay, when did he have it? I think he was talking about 1969, and somebody was arguing, the people that took him to court were arguing that, okay, it was when 1969 was thereabouts, and they were going to the primary to confirm and all that. But according to what the barrister is saying now, he got a certificate. Nobody was disputing the fact that he got the certificate, but they were arguing as at the time frame. So I'm a bit confused about it. And in conclusion, Don't you think Baba should go on arrest? Tinubu and the other vice, they should go on arrest.
No, well, that is the matter for another conversation, whether or not they should rest. It has nothing to do with the conversation we have now at the moment. That's it. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Hello? All right, call back if you can, please. Got a few more minutes to go. 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. And the question is via WhatsApp. Please, does that qualification apply only for the presidency or all political positions? So, Barrister, I guess this person would like to know, all that he propounded thus far, does it apply to every elected position?
Yeah, that's the requirement for virtually every qualification for elective position in our country. The only thing different in the constitution is in areas of appointment, not elections, like to the general or the accountant general and all that, which must have the requisite professional qualification. But for elective positions, the constitution prescribes that broad provision which accommodates everybody, or nearly everybody. Yes.
All right, so conclusively then, as we wrap up the conversation, this suggests very strongly that especially the APC presidential candidates, not talking about the vice presidential candidate, because the APC insists he's a placeholder and they're likely to substitute him, and they're very much in line, as I believe the window for substitution is still very much open, as long as they meet the constitutional requirements for that. But for the presidential candidate, Bola Tinubu, who has presented evidence of tertiary education, but may not have presented same for secondary and primary education, insisting or claiming that those documents went missing while he was in exile, is it likely that he would have, I think it's likely he would not have any encumbrance as long as he's produced a certificate, which is, by the way, superior to the primary and secondary school level that seems to be the controversy now.
You're correct. So long as he has a qualification that meets the requirement of the law and acceptable to INEC, which is a higher qualification, he's perfectly all right. And let me just check in that it's not, things are not the same for everybody. I had the personal privilege of having a classmate in the university who had never gone to school, but who read at home and sat for GCD as an external candidate, passed it, with which he got into the university. So he's now attend primary or secondary. They are not, it's rare, these things are not commonplace, but they are there. So the law requires that you should have qualification. Once you have any of the qualifications as interpreted by the law, you are all right.
All right, I guess that's a good enough place to wrap up the conversation. Thanks for listening, and thanks to my guest, Barrister Richard Awokocha, former chairman, Nigeria Bar Association, Amok Branch, and associate professor of public law at the University University. Barrister Awokocha, thanks for your time.
Honours are due to you.